I think it's really kind of common stuff where, you know, Peter thinks he's got the answers and he's trying to give MJ, you know, solutions. And really she's like, oh, please just listen to me. I just want to be supported and listened to, you know, but he's got like all the, you know, the solution, you know, guys just like, I mean, to generalize, but that idea of like, okay, what's your problem? How can I fix it? Like this, you know, where she's just got feelings and wants to talk about it.
At the end of the second picture, we left Peter Parker in relationship with Mary Jane Watson, and she had learned that he was Spider-Man, and she had even made a commitment that she would share the responsibilities of this very tough job of living with a superhero. And in that way, Peter Parker could be with her, and they could have their love. But now Spider-Man 3 picks up a few months later, and the difficulty of that situation has begun to wear upon her. She was never a very secure individual, and she came from a broken home. You know, her father was very abusive, and I think that she needs attention and approval more than most, and maybe that's what drove her to be an actress. And certainly that insecurity is working on her now as she loses her job in a show, a Broadway show, and she starts to feel low. And she feels specifically low in contrast to her boyfriend, Peter Parker, who is now being hailed as the city's hero. And he's starting to become a victim of his own pride. And the more he talks about himself as a hero, the more she feels diminished in comparison. And it starts to work on the relationship, his pride and her insecurities. So the movie really starts there and it tracks the disintegration of this relationship as he falls victim to the black pride that he begins to suffer.
Peter is like finally being heralded by the city as somebody who's great. And Mary Jane finally has a gig. And so what basically ends up happening is that we start to just unravel her, and Peter's not there, and their relationship just